Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kit Matthews, Tommy Prisco, Harriet Wise, Felix Van Huss, Hayley Mackey, Cat Egg is the Best Egg, Withens, Corey Allenson, Brian S. Rowe, Luna, Isabel Jackson, Laura Fernandez, Cade Kafel, Tracy Bauer, Lisa Ferreria, Matt Walton, Aaron Estratic, Andrew Guthy, Daniel Gullman. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Samantha Minette. May solar winds rustle your fronds.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Bathin? Bathin, you...
I've come to save you, David.
With your shirt off.
David! You're gonna call? David! David, it's me, Trexel. I'm up in the vent. I've come to shave you. Let me out of the vent.
Why? 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 Why shave
me? I lost a bet involving the need of a lot of hair.
What? I'm... But it's all... Right. Okay. Fine.
Wait. Right, I've got a razor here. Now hold still. David, your hair is so oily and greasy. It's gumming up the works of the... Forget it. You've ruined my good razor, David. Happy now?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Trexel.
Warning, all clone shavings are the property of the board.
Okay, you're here.
Yes.
And, I'm here.
Well, traditionally that's where you are, here.
Okay, and this is, let's check this up. Yep, and this is about usually when you appear.
David, is something wrong? You seem to be confused. We've done this a lot of times and all of a sudden it's, is this happening? Who am I? Yeah, what's the time? Why is Trexel here?
We had the trial and then I... didn't get recycled, but it felt like some
You're
sort of,
welcome, yeah, by
it,
the way.
It just, it felt
you
like...
You are... No, sorry, we can just take a moment. Okay. You're welcome,
but,
David.
Yeah, okay, no, just... It felt like the end of sort of a series of events that kind of was like a block of stuff, and now it kind of felt like something different would be...
Why on earth would that be the case?
I...
Metaphysics detected. Security alerted.
They said you're fine. You go back to your job.
Okay.
Well, they're not going to give you a prize. You barely count as a person.
So we're just doing... So we're just... this is...
Crack on with the briefs.
Okay. Right, so I'm just gonna get this.
Oh, there was one thing, David. There was one little thing. Now, I'm aware that sometimes I skip over the detail. I'm not a details-orientated kind of thing. So, just want to make sure we just back up one second. About the before the trial.
The before the trial?
When I, you know...
The working over, and no, not no, happening.
When I overreacted a little and stole the... brief and
you reset the room?
And reset the room.
Right.
It didn't pass my notice that before that, you had, shall we say, more access than is traditionally viable for a clone.
No, I didn't.
David, I really do think you did.
No?
No, David, look at me. Look at me. You absolutely did, which is why you could alter the briefs. I'm not an idiot, David.
Debatable.
I'm not. And I understand. Now, I just wanted to let you know, it's okay. I don't mind that something weird's going on with you and having access to Imogen in a more substantial way than you in any way should have.
So I can keep recording David's...
Absolutely not.
Fact.
No.
Corner?
No circumstances can you do that.
Fact
because,
corner.
David... No, David, stop it! If people find out that you have... some weird thing going on with Imogen. I don't want to pry.
I don't.
Don't mind what your relationship is with Imogen.
I don't.
I'm not a prude.
Imma who? Do you know what?
If they find that out, David, all of my good work in that trial
right.
will be ruined.
Yes?
I haven't got any more passes to give. After the Cosmic Lounge, there's nothing more than the Astral Bar. After that, it's a staff canteen, and I'm not going back there!
Also, you are banned.
So you need to keep this under wraps. Don't touch Imogen weirdly. Don't access things you shouldn't have. Because if anyone gets so much of a whiff of your weird permissions, we are both in for it, and I can't save you next time.
So, David's Fact Corner
is David's never happening again. Cancelled.
Oh.
You've got to accept that.
Right.
Tell me you accept that.
David's Fact Cancelled.
Excellent stuff. Now, that doesn't mean, David, you can't do it to yourself and, you know, in a corner while no one notices.
In a corner full of facts?
No. You have to do it against a wall. You're not allowed to do it at the confluence of two walls in a right angle in a room.
David's Flat Corner.
If you like. Right, let's crack on with the brief, David. I need to be out and trying the new cocktail menu at the Astral Bar. It's really very nice there.
Oh, good, good. Good to hear that you sacrificed so much to save my life and stop the number one clone-based audio vlog about facts in a right-angled area of a room. Good. Yes. Brief time, I suppose.
Brief time.
Brief time.
Initiating.
Right. Hang on a minute. This is new.
Hmm?
This is different.
There are different things.
I'll read it out. Who are you?
Drexel Geistman!
No, who are they?
Oh.
But it's addressed to them, so who are you, but you is... They're Professor A. Appaday. They want a planet built because... I need a new laboratory. My old planet-sized laboratory was destroyed under mysterious circumstances. Involving fire. A bit in brackets. And I desperately need a new one. My work on recreating the non-extinct honeybee from Earth is important, delicate, and time-consuming, and without a place to run my experiments, all my research will be lost! Years of work will be ruined! And all my darling honeybee prototypes will perish!
Is this in capitals, David?
Those were, and that one had five exclamation marks.
Okay, well, just tone it down. It's very, very late for me.
Okay, I need this laboratory to be large with lots of room for my honeybees. That was in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly of all, in a secret location. That was in caps, but...
I understand. Okay. Very good.
So, I can finally complete my most ambitious scientific project to date! The universe will soon know my name!
Well, David, that sounds pretty much like any other brief.
So normal! Tell us about your likes and dislikes.
What?
Yes.
It asks them about them?
Caution. Expanded client information detected in design consultation room. Security alerted.
Their likes and their dislikes. Likes. Scientific research. Flowers, hexagons, expensive lab materials, chai lattes and old sappy earth rom-coms.
Very earth-centric. This is going to be tricky.
Dislikes!
Oh.
Fish. Dark colours. Circles, mysterious fires, and blatant disregard for the scientific method. If you were an animal, what would you be? Answer the Queen Honeybee. What is your greatest strength? My unrelenting passion for science!
This is going on for a very long time,
and David. Dedication to my work is the only strength I need.
Mm-hmm.
What is your greatest weakness?
More questions.
Some people say I'm too fanatical about honeybees, but I don't understand how that's a weakness.
Is your honeybee weirdo? I don't...
Yes, Professor A. Appaday is probably definitely a honeybee weirdo.
There's so much more information on there than we usually need.
Mm-hmm.
We normally do it perfectly fine with the small amounts of information we're given.
Mm-mm.
Sass without words is still sass. Security alerted.
I don't understand, David. That's not the regular form. Now, I will admit, I've never been in a scenario where after a trial, the person in the trial is still alive.
Yes.
So maybe this is some sort of special reward.
A trial brief?
That doesn't sound like a thing.
No. Anyway, it's here, and last time we didn't submit a brief, I almost got recycled, so...
Let's crack on with a brief.
Yes!
Right. Okay,
right.
So really, at the heart of it, David, we're building a lab. Now,
yes, a big lab. Four
I'm
bees.
I'm not
honeybee.
A scientist.
Yes.
I am... very smart, David. And I'm pretty sure I could just do some science, you know, from base principles if necessary.
Okay.
But what does a lab need? I'm going to say Bunsen burners.
Right. But honeybees?
The Bunsen burners? Do Bunsen burners run on bees?
Well, no, hang on. But they want to study, create honey
bees. Well, let me look up the honeybee, because I'm not entirely sure what that is.
Okay.
Right. Let's have a pop-on image in here.
Honeybee fact file.
Wow. And they love this thing, correct?
No, they seem pretty into them.
Okay. Well, as far as I can see, the honeybee is a weird, pointy insect, and when it defends itself, it snaps in half. Which sounds like a poor design, if you ask me. I'd have designed that, if I went down to the build team and said, look, I want an insect, sure, it needs to defend itself, but when it does, just tear it in half. Now all the guts falling out.
Ah, and they'd have said, yeah, that sounds like Trexel.
They would have said, did I do this? Did I invent honeybees? Imogen, did I invent the honeybee?
Honeybee history and origins.
Apparently somebody called Evelyn Lucian did. Okay, fair enough.
Right, so we need to create a lab for them. Honeybees, that is. Well, no, Professor Ray Appaday, but to make honeybees.
Okay.
To prototype honeybees? They were prototyping honeybees.
I understand, David.
Are they trying to improve honeybees?
They're trying to improve the honeybee, because this, I thought this was very Earth-centric. There are certain people who are, what should we call them? Let's not beat about the bush, Earth perverts. They pine after the lost world of Earth, because Stella Firma Limited has a very, very strong marketing campaign about our brand, our special stuff. Why are we the only group in the known universe who can build planets as best they can?
Clones.
No, it must be because we are from a planet that was special and lost.
Ah.
People love old things that are lost. They think ancient wisdom is a thing. It's not. Everything in the past was always worse, but people don't seem to accept that. So we say, oh, the Earth was full of mystery and wonder.
And honeybees.
And honeybees. And they must be great because they're gone now. And for some reason, people really dig that sort of thing. So they are a victim of marketing. A poltroon. A shill, if you will.
Wait, don't the board approve the marketing?
Oh, it works perfectly.
Alert. Detecting criticism of board marketing policy.
Ah, right,
this
okay.
This is good. So, okay, everybody calm down. I am not criticizing the marketing
board. I love Earth. It's a really good place that I would like to go if it hadn't died.
And so well marketed, I think.
Yes, very good marketing.
Subservience to marketing policy accepted.
There we go.
Okay.
Watch it, Buster.
And but what I'm saying, David, is this poor, simple Professor A. Appaday has fallen for this and dedicated their entire life to recreating even but one small element of Earth, the honeyed bee.
Yes.
So they want a lab in which they can recreate the honey bee.
Okay, so a bee is a pointy insect that flies around and breaks in half when it defends itself.
It's like a knife with a face.
Okay, face knife.
Yes.
Flying face knife.
A flying face knife.
Okay.
Flying face knife detected. Security alerted.
But a bad flying face
knife. It snaps in half.
One
You try and cut into a parsnip, just snaps in half.
Right.
And also, your parsnip is now full of insect poisons.
Yes. But what is a honey? Well, a honey. That's a bee. What is a honey?
What's a honey? Now, I could look this up, but I like to think that my scientific mind can work it out.
From base principles.
I think it's the joint in your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it.
Yes. Well, because you've got a knee, right?
So it's a knee bee.
Sure.
And the honey is your knee.
Sure. Huh? Knee. What's that? It's a knee. Huh? Oh, sorry, excuse me, stop the bus. What's this? Everybody turns around, they're like, why'd you stop the bus? That's just a knee.
So it's a heart knee bee.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a confused knife-flying insect that snaps in half about what a knee is.
Yep, everything really is the same as it was.
Oh, okay.
Good! A heart knee bee.
So, look, you can research anything in a lab. It's just a lab.
Mm-hmm.
People say, oh, it's a lab for this, it's a lab for that. It's all just flames and beakers, David. So we just need to give them up just a basic lab. It's fine.
The board reminds you that no science may take place outside designated lab zones.
Well, okay, basic lab, sure. But this new brief doesn't have the one non-negotiable feature, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it does have these likes and dislikes. So just in the interests of maybe not having a brief that's just make them a lab, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I think the build team might get angry with. We need one that sort of... We need to incorporate scientific research. Probably fine. It is a lab. That is where science happens.
That's where the science is kept.
They need flowers.
Okay.
Which I don't really get why that's related to knees.
It's because, when you kneel down in some like a wooded glade or amongst the loam-filled mounds of a park, what's there? Not just grass, David, but flowers that scent the knee. And then later, people walk around and go, do your knees smell of grass? And you're like, not only that, also flowers.
Okay.
And then they date your knee.
So knee perfume.
Knee perfume.
Okay. Hexagons.
Mm-hmm. That's the sexiest shape.
Right. Okay. Expensive lab material, so it
needs
to be
the sexiest kind of material.
Chai latte?
Okay, look, we're really getting bedded down in what they want. Oh, look at me. I'm the client. I've been asked my likes and dislikes.
Yes. Exactly what you said.
Don't pander to them, David.
But they want what they want, and we're supposed to give... Our literal job is to give them what they want.
They don't know what they want.
But they've asked for what they want.
But they didn't know.
Professor Ayapade has specifically asked for... Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six things. Six things that they want.
And if you remember from earlier, David, Professor Ayapade is a poltroon.
Of marketing?
Yes.
Which we want them to be, because the board made the marketing. The marketing is good.
All right, fine. We're marketing slaves now. Oh, Mr. Marketing, tell me what to do.
Chain of command correctly identified.
Fine, right, okay, so we're going to put all this stuff... Look, okay, right, fine. So a lab needs to be somewhere sterile, yes?
Right.
So let's just get a glass ball. Glasses wiped down. I should know. I've got a coffee table at home and nothing stuck to that.
Right, so a big glass ball.
Like a giant marble hanging in the sky. You've got to be careful with a giant marble hanging in the sky, because if it refracts the light, it will turn into a laser beam.
But also, you did say your coffee table at home, nothing sticks to that, including, assumedly, a laboratory.
Ah, coasters.
Right.
On my coffee table at home, nothing sticks to it, unless you pop it on a coaster.
Okay.
The coaster's made of a rubbery material, and it grips to that.
Right, so
it makes the whole other rest of the table wipe down.
So we've got a big glass ball.
Yes. Slap a massive coaster on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as long as the ball is big enough, the curve won't matter too much. It'll wobble a bit, sure, but you can just say, that's another vector in my experiments.
Right, so
the wobbling corner of my building.
More science.
Yes, it's more science.
Okay, so wobbling is more scientific.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're wobbling the thing.
Okay, so we've got a wobbly lab that's shown just a very slight curve,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you just pop a lab mm-hmm. onto a coaster,
mm-hmm.
onto a glass ball,
mm-hmm.
and you paint that glass ball some colour so that it doesn't turn into a death ray when the sun comes in.
Right, okay, so you've got a big, sterile, let's say, red. Red's nice. Wait, what colour do knees like? Or bees. If I was a fragile flying knife...
Oh! David, time for some roleplay.
Okay.
Roleplay holovision initiated.
Picture the scene.
Right.
You are the worst insect ever made.
Oh, I'm rather rubbish. Yeah. Evelyn Lucian made me, and they're not very good.
Now, just think about it. Whoa. You've gone into a department store.
Mm-hmm.
You're flying around.
Mm-hmm.
You're considering if you should try and defend yourself in a way that causes your death. But not yet. You've seen a rack of sample tiles.
Ooh.
All the different colours. Which ones are you drawn to?
Oh, I'm uninterested. But there are some knees. And the knees are wearing knee pads. And these pads are coloured.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Violet.
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 Violet knee pads.
Violet knee pads.
That's a snazzy knee pad.
Very fetching. Very in this season.
Roleplay holovision terminated.
Fine. Well, I'm not going to argue with there, David, because I wasn't the bee in that situation. You were.
Yes.
So we're making this a violet marble.
Yes.
That does sound like the word violent. Is that a problem? Has anyone ever been threatened by a violent marble?
Check it. Imogen, completely normally, and with the requisite permissions that a clone called David, who is 7, can access, has anybody ever been threatened by a violent marble?
Playing archival holovid of the 6 Marble King Rebellions.
That's a lot of wars from a marble race.
6 marble wars.
6 marble wars. Oh. You'd have thought after the first one, everyone was like, chill out, it's just a glass ball.
Okay.
Turns out no.
Hmm.
Have we built some sort of hate crime? It wouldn't be the first time, David. It wouldn't be the first time.
Possibly. Right, so what's the most calming colour?
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to think back to my past fights.
Activate roleplay.
Okay.
Roleplay holovision initiated.
You!
Whoa!
Are Trexel Geistman.
You activate the roleplay?
No. Trexel activates the roleplay.
I did! Excellent stuff.
Right. You are Trexel Geistman.
Oh, gosh.
General of the Geistman 50,000.
I have 50,000 people, and I'm unimaginative in my naming conventions.
Yes. And you have been threatened by anyone else.
No! I always suspected anyone else was up to something.
But wait!
there is a colour in front of you. A colour that means do not do war.
Oh.
Maybe have a nice bath.
Oh, gosh.
Amongst some flowers.
Bath does sound nice.
But what colour is the bathwater?
It's a calm, cool shade.
Yes?
Yes? Pale blue.
Pale blue.
Pale blue! End roleplay, said Trexel.
Roleplay holovision.
I did.
Terminated.
Gosh. You know what? I'm getting so good at the roleplay, it's just sort of happening. Am I? Do I have mind powers? Hang on a minute. Hey! Imogen, activate the roleplay.
Roleplay holovision. Telepathically initiated.
David, this new power. I need to treat it as responsibility. Wait a minute. Quickly, can you look up if Bathin's head exploded?
Imogen, did Bathin's head explode?
Checking status of Bathin. Head is intact. And chiselled. Roleplay holovision terminated.
Might be limited to range. You'll have to practice every day.
Could be.
Mm. If you just set your mind to it.
Might have to have a quick holiday to Galactonium later. I'll get you, you big-headed...
Anyway, right, so we've got a nice, calming, pale blue ball.
Wonderful.
With a rubber mat.
Yes.
And a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm gonna say is hexagonal.
Yeah, well, sure.
A sexy laboratory.
A sexy, sexy laboratory.
A sexy bee laboratory.
It's sometimes hard to do science if it's too sexy in some way. But I think in this particular case, the honeybee, I think it's a sort of a raunchy insect.
But wait,
hmm?
What if we colour it the least sexy colour?
Oh.
The lab, I mean, not the bees.
Okay,
the bees?
So the ball is a calming pale blue.
So you're like, ah.
But people could also be like, ooh. And you don't want that because
exactly.
It'll get in the way of the science. What's the least hot colour? Right? David?
What?
Roleplay time.
Right!
Okay.
Roleplay holovision initiated. Again.
You are in a basement.
Cool.
There is mould on the walls.
Yeah.
You've been poked in the eye.
Ah!
Not so hard that it's like dangerous, but unpleasantly.
Mm.
The citron is quite cold. There's the smell in the air. It's sort of like hot eggs, hot old eggs. You've got a photo album open of just dead animals.
Aww.
Now, that's the least sexy scenario I can think of.
Mm.
What colour is the room?
Beige.
Or sort of a beige.
Beige.
Also, not a gross out colour, but sort of a just a.
It's beige.
Okay, it's a beige
I'm
lab.
Beige now.
Oh,
David is beige.
Oh,
now.
David! David, come back to me.
David is beige.
No, David, don't be beige. This would be really
is
boring otherwise.
Beige.
Come back. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to end the roleplay with my mind.
That was awful.
Yes.
I was in a horrible room.
But you're back with me now.
Dead dogs.
Oh, no.
Mm. Well, pictures of... Right. Okay.
That's back in the swing of things, though.
Okay,
look
so...
Look at that planet.
Right, so we have
weird
a...
Weird marble.
Beige lab.
Beige lab.
Rubber mat.
Bees made of knees.
Bee knees. Honey knees. Honey bees. Here they are. Right. Oh, the alarm's going off.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Submit the brief. Okay.
Go, David. Submit the brief. David. David, submit the brief. Do you want to go back to jail, David? David, put the brief in the jail.
I'm not going back to jail.
Put the brief in the jail.
I'm not going back.
David.
You can't make me. I'm not going.
Trexel! What's name is going on in here?
Hartro!
Hartro, something terrible has happened. David, calm down!
Both of you on the floor! Sit down! What are you doing here? Why is it such a mess? Why are you in here?
Brief.
The brief won't go in the tube, Hartro. Something terrible is happening.
It won't go in the tube.
Can't we see
you
the brief?
Do you remember what I said to you? You're in sales now.
I'm in a what now?
You're in sales division now. You've been moved. You've been rearranged.
I've been promoted.
You've been shifted.
I've been promoted. I've been promoted back to sales. This is a great day, David. I've been promoted back to sales where I belong.
All right, simmer down.
Oh gosh. Thank the board. Oh.
Sales?
Yes, David, sales. It's a more prestigious department. I started in sales, but I was kicked out pretty quickly. And
right.
I've been moved back. Finally, people have understood my achievements. Yes?
No. I mean, what do you want? Do you want me to clap? Do you want me to stand here and go, oh, Trexel, wow. You're just not very good at making planets, okay? So they've moved you.
Well,
maybe it's in one direction or the other, but...
Don't worry, David. I know in my heart this is a promotion.
It's fine.
And I think Hartra's being a little salty about it,
Trexel.
Because technically speaking, this would be a promotion above her.
It's...
Just putting it out there.
Well, Trexel, it was nice working with you. I had a lot of... As your...
Bye.
Good. Enjoy sales.
David, you're going with
him. Coming with me, David. We're bonded.
Both of you idiots are going to sales. Don't ask me why. I don't understand, but you need to go and you need to be there now.
Come on, David. Pack up your things.
Things?
Go to your pod and pack up your things.
You're not packed yet.
Pod?
Yes, your pod. Hang on. What?
That's a bed.
Yes, and a desk and your toilet.
I've been going in the chair.
Well, I suppose you could go in the chair. I suppose it would flush it out, but it's not very pleasant to use the toilet.
No.
David,
there was no toilet. There was no bed. I've never lain down.
You know what's happened here? Bit of a whoopsie on my part. Not sure I ever told David there was a pod with a bed and such in the room. Which means you must have just been sitting and lying on the floor. Hey ho, we live and learn, and on the upside, you don't have to pack.
Isn't this great? This is who's going to be dealing with our sales for Stella Firma.
Well, fantastic.
We're used to not selling a damn thing.
Well, Hartro, your criticisms aside, we must be incredibly late, and everybody knows Trexel Geistman hates being late. How are we going to get all the way over to sales in time?
Trexel, you're always late, but you do have a point. I'm going to have to flush you.
Ooh,
and
flush.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope it hurts.
Oh, what? David, we're being flushed. Hold your nose, David. Hold your nose!
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris, David Seven was played by Ben Meredith, Hartro Pilz was played by Jenny Halfick, and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.